This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. More than 534,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, nearly 130,000 in the United States. The number of global infections jumped to more than 11.4 million. The U.S. number surged to nearly 2.9 million. Local officials across the southern tier of the United States voiced new concerns Sunday about the sharp increase in the spread of the coronavirus pandemic in recent days, even as President Donald Trump has dismissed it totally harmless. The mayor of the western city of Phoenix, Arizona, told ABC News, quote, "We opened way too early," end quote, after they were initially closed in March and April. The U.S. has recorded more than 50,000 new coronavirus cases several recent days, largely across a row of southern states that avoided a big outbreak of cases in March and April, when cities in the northeastern part of the country, especially New York City, were especially hard hit and now have way fewer cases. Florida, the southeasternmost U.S. state, alone recorded more than 11,400 new cases Saturday, as some big cities in the U.S. held annual Independence Day celebrations, even as dozens of smaller communities canceled theirs for fear of people spreading the virus. With a capacity of 10,000 beds, the world's largest temporary COVID-19 hospital opened in India Sunday as the country battles with accelerating cases of the respiratory disease. The hospital was inaugurated in New Delhi the same day the health ministry reported a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths. India is the fourth worst affected country globally and faces another challenge with predicted heavy rains. The central city of Wuhan, epicenter of the new coronavirus pandemic, raised its flood alert level Monday as well. This is VOA News. Online records in Hong Kong indicate books written by prominent Hong Kong democracy activists have started to disappear from the city's libraries, just days after Beijing imposed a new national security law on the financial hub known for its status as semi-autonomous from the Chinese mainland. Among the authors whose titles were no longer available are Joshua Wong, one of the city's most prominent young activists, and Tanya Chan, a well-known pro-democracy lawmaker. Beijing's new national security law was imposed Tuesday and is the most radical shift in how the semi-autonomous city is run since it was handed back to China by Britain in 1997. China's authoritarian leaders say the powers will not stifle freedoms and will only target, quote, a very small minority, end quote. The new law targets acts of subversion, secession, terrorism, and colluding with foreign forces. Chinese leaders say the new law will restore stability after a year of pro-democracy protests, but it has already sent fear coursing through a city whose people are used to speaking openly about politics and government. Iran's hardline lawmakers plan to summon the president for questioning, a move that could ultimately lead to impeachment, according to media reports Monday. This amid growing discontent over the government's economic policies. A motion to question President Hassan Rouhani was signed by 120 lawmakers out of 290 and handed to the presiding board of the assembly, this according to Iran's semi-official news agency. To take effect, the motion must be passed to the president by the presiding board. However, analysts say the board might hold back from issuing the summons, mindful that Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's top authority, has called for unity among the branches of authority at a time when Iran faces mounting U.S. pressure. Sunday, Iran confirmed a damaged building at an underground nuclear site was a new centrifuge assembly center, the official IRNA news agency reported. Iranian officials had previously sought to downplay the fire, which erupted early Thursday, calling it only an incident that affected an industrial shed. However, a released photo and video of the site broadcast by Iranian state television showed a two-story brick building with scorch marks and its roof apparently destroyed. A spokesman for Iran's nuclear agency said Sunday that work had begun on the center in 2013 and it was inaugurated in 2018. U.S. prosecutors have told a judge they'd like to schedule a Friday court appearance for Jeffrey Epstein's associate on charges she helped him recruit women to sexually abuse. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested Thursday. She's been detained without bail after agreeing to be moved to New York. In a letter to a judge Sunday, prosecutors sought a Friday bail hearing. By remote, back to you.